ओम शांति। We gather here for having discussion on which subject? How to experience powerful yoga. Power is teaching us four subjects in this university. Four subjects. Knowledge, yoga, dharana and seva. And among all these four subject, our main subject is, then what is our race is in yoga subject. Yogi souls would be the topper of this university. Yogi souls would be the scholars of this university. We are all Baba children, we are receiving inheritance from Baba. But yogi souls can claim full inheritance from Baba. Only yogi souls can claim full inheritance from Baba. Why? Because yogi souls, they win the heart of God. And those souls are winning the heart of God in confluences, they are able to claim full inheritance from Baba. Yogi souls are the right hands of God. Baba has to say that yogi souls are my right hand, they are most cooperative soul in this task of transformation of they will receive that title. Because as the Baba, God is sustaining this world, in the same way in future, the yogi souls will sustain this world by donating the treasure of peace and powers to the entire worldly soul. That is why they will get the title of Master God. In this confluence is we are receiving lots of blessings from Baba. Baba is the ocean of blessing, bestower of blessing. And the best blessing among all the blessing is a blessing of yoga. Those souls are receiving the blessing of yoga in this confluence age. They are receiving others' blessings automatically in their life. This is our main subject. Others' three subjects are supporting subjects. Because as much the knowledge we are understanding, our yoga is improving. As much we are imbibing divine qualities, our yoga become easy. And as much we are doing service, that much we are receiving blessings from the souls, and because of that our yoga becomes easy. But from Brahmin world, we are listening time to time the voice that yoga is not easy for me. Among all the four subjects, yoga is the difficult subject for me. The name of this yoga is Easy Raj Yoga. The name is Easy Raj Yoga, but they feel this is really difficult subject. Not easy for me. That is why today in this program, workshop program, whatever, we will discuss what is the accurate yoga, what is the perfect yoga, how can we experience powerful meditation yoga, what are the secrets of having powerful meditation yoga. Why we are practicing yoga? For three reasons we are practicing yoga. First, we are practicing yoga for recharging the soul battery. Battery is recharged. When we are coming to Baba and learn yoga, start yoga, the battery of the soul is charging, recharging. That is the one aim of this yoga. Second aim, burning the past sins of 63 births, getting free from the sins, from the burden of sins past. But 63 birth. That is the second aim. And third is filling our heart with true godly love. Because Baba is the ocean of love, in this confluence is through yoga, we must fill our hearts with true godly love. So our intellect must not wander here and there. That is the third aim. My father is ocean of love. I must get the title of Master Ocean of Love. These are the mainly three aims of having yoga. Yes. First aim, recharging the soul battery. Second is burning the all the past sins, getting free from the rubbish, getting free from the burden. Third one is filling our heart with true godly love. Because our aim is to become perfect. Sarva guna sampanna means full with all virtues, full with all the arts. Sola kala sampanna, 16 degrees, celestial degrees. That is our aim, achieving a perfect stage, imbibing all the divine virtues in our life. But how can we imbibe that? Knowledge means yukti in Hindi. Yukti we are receiving through the knowledge, ideas. Yoga means Shakti. Through yoga we are receiving power, Shakti. Yukti plus Shakti. Yukti means power, ideas. Yukti plus Shakti. Ideas plus yoga power is equal to Vikaro se Mukti, means getting detached from the vices, stresses of vices, and Divya Guno ki Prapti, means getting all the divine virtues in our life. When we are decorating our face, making makeup, doing our makeup of face, first we are cleaning our face, then decorate makeup. That is why we must clean the soul from the dirt, from the stains of impurity. First of all, we must clean the soul, and then we must decorate the soul with the ornaments of divine virtues. But first we must get free from that rubbish, from the all the traces of vices. We are practicing yoga every day, no doubt, every day. But 2 years ago, Baba had given the signal, time of having ordinary yoga is already over, already finished. This is the time of having really powerful yoga, having really volcanic yoga. Not ordinary yoga. This is the time of experiencing really powerful yoga, really volcanic yoga. Why? Why? This is the need of this time. Why? Why Baba is giving signal? What is the reason? What is the secret behind that?
Time is short.
Time is short. Second?
And because the world is getting worse.
World is getting worse. Okay. Next?
The sins cannot get burned unless you see that the
bottle. We are getting the comments from the neighbor, from the our colleagues. You are practicing yoga, but still you are becoming angry. Still you are shouting. Still you are having your feeling. Every day you are practicing yoga. What is the use of practicing yoga? There is no transformation in yourself. No transformation. Why? Practicing every day yoga, no doubt. But no transformation, no change in our old habits, no old sanskar. Because by having yoga, our old sanskars are becoming soft. But we have to melt that sanskar. We have to destroy, we have to finish the traces of that sanskar, and that can be possible only through powerful yoga, only through volcanic yoga. There is no way. I have the gold ball in my hand. I want to melt that gold ball. I am hitting that. Through the heat, that gold ball is becoming hot, becoming red. But until that ball is not receiving the melting point temperature of melting point, that gold ball will not turn in a liquid. Liquefaction will not be there. The temperature must reach melting point, till the melting point. Then that ball can turn in a liquid. Change, it forms. We are having the stresses of vices with us. That is one reason. And second reason, we must receive the treasure of powers from Baba before time, before destruction. Baba has said in Murli, once destruction starts, you cannot do anything for yourself. You cannot do anything for yourself. Once destruction starts, these are Baba's words. Understand what I mean? लड़ाई शुरू होगी तो कुछ भी नहीं कर सकेंगे. When destructions are, you cannot do anything for yourself. Before destruction, you have to destroy your vices, traces of vices, and you have to receive treasures from Baba. All the treasures from Baba. Because we have to donate, we have to help souls. We have to donate the treasures of powers to many souls through the service to the mind. And we must have the treasure then. If we will not have the treasure, how can we donate? How can we help others? That is the second reason. That can be possible through only powerful yoga. Okay? First aspect, I would like to give you a clear idea about how the battery of the soul is charging and how the battery of the soul is discharging. How that subtle process is happening, phenomena is happening. We are using the word charging, discharging, but how it really works? How it works? What is your idea? How the battery is charging through yoga? What is your churning? What is your feeling? What is your idea? Through the thoughts. Accurate. Through the accurate yoga, we are receiving power. Yeah. Concentration is necessary in that yoga process. Yeah. That's true. Stable? Stable mind, huh? Stable mind is necessary.
Claiming the connection between us and Baba.
Yes. Huh? Baba? Kya bol rahe?
Baba's love penetrating
soul. Acha, Baba's love penetrating. We are charging batteries since long time, but it is not charged yet. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. The battery, mobile battery is charging 1 hour, 2 hours in that. And this battery takes long time, 30 years. Why so long time?
The connection is not correct.
Paruben, why so much long time? Leakage also.
When somebody has to wake up, this leakage. When somebody gets angry, this leakage. And when it charges up, then
Maya
discharges.
Going, huh? Charging, discharging simultaneously. See, in this bulb there is a light. Okay? In this bulb there is a light. From where the light is coming? From the powerhouse, power station. How is that power, that current is coming? Through the medium of?
Wire.
Through the medium of wire, the electric current is?
It's bringing electricity.
It's passing. The AC-DC connection. And that energy is turning here in the form of the light. Okay? In the same way, soul is like a bulb, intellect is like a wire. And Once our intellect is linked with Baba, wire is linked with Baba, Baba is a spiritual powerhouse. When we are focusing our intellect on Baba, getting linked with Baba, and then our mind starts chanting the mantra of Man Manava. Thinking about Baba. Start thinking about Baba. And through the medium of thoughts, we are receiving energy. Understand? When we are thinking about Baba, through the medium of that thoughts, we start receiving energy little by little. If you observe the pattern of thoughts, whatever the pattern of thought is going in our mind, four type of the thoughts you can observe. Four type of the thoughts we are creating in our mind throughout the day. More or less, if you observe the pattern of thought. First one, BK, Baba children. When they start remembering Baba, thinking about Baba, their mind is linked with Baba. Through that pure thoughts only we are receiving energy. Only through that pure thoughts when our mind is thinking about Baba. Man Manava, chanting the mantra of Man Manava. We are receiving energy only. Okay? And other three thoughts. Through other three thoughts, we are losing, wasting, destroying energy, whatever. Among the three thoughts, first one is waste thoughts, negative thoughts, unnecessary thoughts. Thoughts for performing action. Now we have to deal these thoughts seriously. We must check this thought. Waste thoughts. How do I know that I am having waste thoughts? Who can I check? Speed is fast. Bhai sahab? How do I know? I am sitting here and I want to check my waste thoughts. How can I check? How do I know I am having waste thoughts? Really I am having or not? Thinking about past and present. Not in present, but past and present. Okay. Sorry? Heavy. The result of that. Having waste thought, feeling a heaviness. Okay. I'm just giving you one example, very clear example of waste thoughts. See, this is a water of glass. Here. I am really thirsty. But I am lazy today. I am tired, lazy. I am thinking, I want to drink water. I want to drink water. But not start, I want to drink water. Drink water. 8 thoughts I have. I want to drink water. And then I have 9 thoughts. I want to drink water. I just pick that glass and then I start drinking water. How many waste thoughts I have? How many? 8 waste thoughts were there. Was not need of that thoughts. Thinking repeatedly on a particular aspect, uselessly, repeatedly, that is called waste thoughts. And through that waste thoughts, we are wasting so much energy. That is a leakage. Through the medium of waste thoughts, we are wasting so much energy, leakage. And that's why we start feeling emptiness. Baba is observing from Pramdam. My children are charging the battery. But they are struggling. I don't know why they are struggling. Baba observed the waste is there, his leakage is there. That is why, since 2 years, Baba is giving signals, stop the leakage of waste. Stop waste. Thought. Vyarth ko samapt karo. Vyarth ko stop karo. Stop wastage. Sorry? Yeah, we have to stop it. Your car is going another direction. You have to use the brake and you have to turn your steering so you can be on the proper way. But how can we stop the waste? We want to stop. Huh? How can we stop? Sorry? Start thinking about Baba. First checking is necessary, because we are not checking and that going on, and then after a while when we are getting tired, I really have lots of waste thoughts today. I drain lots of energy, and that's why I feel tired mentally. I feel empty. If you really would like to stop the waste, there are three yuktis. Practically, if you want to stop the waste, three yuktis are there. First yukti. Whenever somebody is coming in front of you, put the full stop on your forehead first and put the full stop on the front forehead of that person. I am point of light. This is also point of light. Instead of that, if I start I am seeing you as a sister or brother, this sister is Paru, she is from London, she is doing this and she is having this weakness, she is having this goodness. No need to think. But all of the sudden, 5-6 thoughts are coming in our mind, uselessly. This is the brother, this name is from Mexico, this and that. Instead of that, just full stop here, I am a soul, this is a soul. We are the children of one and same Father, that's it, finish. We are the soul, children of one and same Father. Finish. Full stop here. I am a point of light. This is also point of light. Finish. We need practice this. Easily we can check first thoughts. And second yukti, using the full stop of drama. We have the knowledge of drama. That is very nice. Baba had given us wonderful knowledge about drama. But that is, having knowledge about the drama is not only enough. We must use that knowledge. We must learn how to put the full stop of drama. When something is happening wrong with me or very good for me, then I may have many thoughts, storm of these thoughts in my mind. Why that happened? Must not happen. What is this? Oh, this is not good. This is very bad. Any situation. You really not liking that from the heart. When that type of this situation is coming, storm of these thoughts is coming in your mind. Start. Just put the full stop. Nothing new. This is just repetition. Whatever the scene is coming in front of me, just only and only repetition. Nothing new. Only repetition. And if there is only repetition, why I should have waste thoughts? We are sitting here in this way. The brother is sitting like this. Not first time we are sitting here. unlimited times, innumerable times we sat here, that's why you are sitting here, and we will sit every kalpa, the same like this, in Jujasa. In this, in our group, this many souls should be there. Understand what I mean? Just repetition. Any sin, may be good, may be bad, whatever. The sin is coming in front of me, that is just repetition, nothing new. That's why I must be stable. I must not waste thoughts. I must accept that. If that is good, that is the fruit of my good action. If that is bad, that is good of bad action, that is the result of my bad action, past sinful action. That's why I have to accept. Anything wrong happen, and until you are not accepting that, you may have lots of waste thoughts. And the moment you accept that, full stop, waste thoughts. You have to accept first that. Anything happen with you. Drama. Ma means mother. Drama is our mother. Brahma. Brahma Baba is our mother, spiritual mother. Shiva Baba is giving birth through his mouth. We are mouth prana progeny. In the same way, Drama. Drama is also our mother. That mother is keeping us safe from the storm of Maya. She is very careful. She is very nice. She helped me a lot. Use that knowledge, power of knowledge and drama. That is the second yukti. And third yukti, churning knowledge. Feeding the food to our mind. Empty minds, evil workshop. Our mind is empty, start thinking west. Any, whatever. But don't keep that mind empty. Just feed some food, spiritual food, knowledge. And develop the art of churning. Then automatically your mind will create, instead of best thoughts. Good thoughts, powerful thoughts, thoughts of knowledge. Changing from waste to best. Transforming from best to best thoughts. Because the mind is thinking, that is his task. The task of mind is thinking, that's why we must feed the nutritious food, rich food of knowledge. So our mind can think powerful and positive thoughts. Create positive and powerful thoughts in our mind. Healthy mind has healthy body. Why? Because healthy mind has healthy thoughts. Creation. Okay? These are the three yuktis for checking the waste. And very practical, very nice, useful. I work, I use this. Waste thoughts first, and what is second, sister? Negative thoughts. We must transform negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We must have that habit. Anyhow, if we really charge our battery fast, we must have the art of transforming negative thoughts into positive thoughts. But how can we start? How can we change negative thoughts in the positive thoughts? We want to change, but how can we change? How can we transform? What is the yukti? We want that. We want to do that. Huh? Again, we are the yukti of drama. Any practical yukti? Recognize the reason.
If there is a negative thought,
recognize the reason of that. Why I'm having waste thought, negative thoughts? Oh, because I'm having jealousy, I'm having ego or whatever.
Also understanding drama.
Understanding the drama, understand the karma philosophy, something? Karma. If I wear yellow glasses now, I will see everything is yellow. Everything is not yellow, but because I wear the glass, yellow glasses, I can see everything yellow. Maya put the glass of negativity on this third eye since Koparaji. That's why we start thinking. Always we are observing, when somebody is coming in front of you, our nature is, we start checking negativity first in that person. Instead of observing positivity, we start thinking negativity. Searching. What negativity is there? What drawback? What weakness? That is our nature since Koparaji. That is our tendency. Koparaji. Since Koparaji we are doing this business. And still that is going on. Because of having that samskar, because of having that nature. Now what we have to do, we have to just throw that lens of negativity, and whatever Baba had given the lens of positivity, just keep on wearing that. The lens of positivity on your third eye. Then automatically you can observe positivity in every soul. Every soul have wonderful qualities. Not a single soul on this world globe that they are not having quality. Getting the birth of human being is a very big fortune, is a very big fortune. That soul has some quality. Otherwise that soul will go in other places. Rat, cat, any animal, this and that. But that person is getting the birth of the human being. He's so such a fortunate soul he is. He may be blind, he may be dark, he may be any position, any situation, but he is a fortunate soul. He is having that quality. That's why he got the birth of human being. Yes. No, human soul only in human species. They cannot go in other species. The entire worldly souls are related with us. Directly or indirectly. Entire world soul. Whatever the souls are on this planet, they all souls are related with us directly or indirectly. Because we are ancestor soul. We are ancestor soul. We are the trunk of this Kalpatri. That's why they all are directly or indirectly related with us, knowingly or unknowingly. And if we are in ancestor soul, that is our duty, must have positive thoughts, good attitude, pure feelings, good wishes for everybody. If you are a grandfather, great, whatever the thing, what is your task? What is your duty? If you are a great soul, you must have greatness in your heart. What is that? Pure feeling, good wishes. That is the greatness. Having negative thought is not a greatness. Observing weakness of others is not a greatness. Having generous heart and having pure feeling good wishes, this is the greatness of great soul. Understand? That is why for checking the negative thought, we must keep on wearing the glasses of positivity all the time on this third eye of intellect. Then easily, and we have generous heart. Always maintain generous heart. Be kind. Easily you can maintain positive attitude. Because having positive attitude, positive thoughts is a sign of complete purity. Having positive thoughts for everybody is a sign of complete purity. I want to receive that certificate from Baba in this complex age. Complete purity. Certificate of complete purity. And if somebody is really hurting me, criticizing me, defaming me, fighting with me, how can I have positive thought with that person? For that person? Would it be possible? How? In Madhuban, one brother is really always thinking negative for me, always defaming me, always insulting me, always shouting, always complaining. I try, but I couldn't get success. I work hard, maintaining good wishes for that brother, but it don't work. I want self-help. Can you help me? I need really help. Do yoga.
Concentrating on his negativity, I can see
what positivity he has and try to concentrate on the positive points, and then that positivity will come in me. Then I will look at it positivity there rather than looking at his negativity. I use lots of yukti, whatever Baba had given in Murli, but couldn't work really. Yeah, I understand that. That is happening because of power. But I want to finish that. I don't want to sustain that. Well, there is no time. I practice that also. I am not God after all. I am human being. And I know that every cycle that soul will do same with me. This is a very good yukti for that. This is a very nice yukti for that. That yukti was in Brahma Baba's life. Very good yukti for that is every soul have weakness. There is not any soul without weakness. Only Baba Brahma is there. Otherwise, everybody is doing efforts. One or another, every weakness everybody have. Okay? That soul, when that soul listened on this earth, he was pure, he was perfect. And when that soul will return from this world, also will be perfect, will be angel. Don't see the eternal, try to see original form, eternal form, or an end form. Don't look at his present stage. Everybody have weakness. Try to see his beginning stage, eternal stage. That soul, when that soul listened on this verse, was complete pure, was so wonderful, was so beautiful, was perfect. And when that soul will return to home, also would be wonderful. If you start to see this form, easily you can maintain positive attitude for that person. Easily. This is a yukti for that. Means instead of seeing his present form, we must see his eternal form, that soul, and big end form. Understand?
Yes.
Clear.
Adi or anadi
soul. Adi anadi or antim sthiti. Ye atma aayi to pavitra thi, jayegi to pavitra jayegi. Present mein dekhna hi nahi humko. Present mein sab mein kami aaye. Sab purushad kar rahe hain. Everybody is working for getting free from their weakness. Everybody wants to free from their weakness. They are working according to their capacity also, there is no doubt. And they are getting success up to a certain extent also, there is no doubt. Mercy also, mercy. Having mercy means seeing his eternal and end form. This is a mercy. Then you may not have waste thoughts about that soul. Not at all. I worked and I really was got success. Very nice. It's a very practical yukti. And every cycle that soul will be with you. That is why, okay, finish that karma negative. Why you are just keeping that soul with you a long time? Okay, free. Make free. Get free from that person. Finish karma, negative karma with that soul. I want to be free. Complete freedom. Confluence is, it means experiencing freedom. Ajar panchi. Free bird can fly only.
So, if we see everybody in the eternal form,
yes.
So we'll be like harmony with everybody.
Of course. Baba, why Baba is loving every child? Baba love first number child and last number child. Why? Shiv Baba.
Because he feels.
He loves every child from the heart. Because he is seeing his eternal form and end form. Every child is so beautiful child, so loveful child. Baba, Shiv Baba? Used to say? Because this is the reason for that, behind that. Okay?
What is the first time you need to, like, in a practical form, to that person that you don't have any response?
He's.
He's done this where he's in the perfect form. What's the sign you need to?
Oh, when the soul listened on this earth, was complete pure, was perfect. See that, try to see that eternal form or beginning form. Golden age also he was Devta, he was God and Goddess.
But some people they say they will be coming only in upper age.
Whenever they come, whenever they will descend on this earth, they were Satopradhan, they were pure. Any soul. Out of 7 billion 50, all the souls, those are coming from the Paramdham straight, they are coming as a pure soul. That is the beginning, their part, their role. Okay? And then, third one is thoughts for performing action. Thoughts for performing action. Necessary thoughts. Throughout the day, we are thinking so many thoughts for the self. I want to go for a shower, I want to drink water, for the self, for the others, for the job, for the work. Many thoughts we are creating, that is the necessary thought. That is necessary. We cannot escape. Now what we have to do, if we really want to charge this battery fast, there is no time. If I really want to charge this battery, what I should do? Transform waste thoughts in the best thoughts. Secondly, transform negative thoughts in a positive thoughts. And thirdly, become the incarnation of economy. Economy ke avatar. Kam se kam thoughts. And increase yoga. Chant mantra of Manmanava more and more and more and more constantly so you can receive more power from Baba. The energy level is not going fast because our yoga is not powerful. Why so much long time required for battery, charging battery? 10 years, 5 years, why so much? I earn $100 in one day. I work hard. I earn $100 and I use that $100 also for myself. There is no balance. We are receiving power from Baba, Amrutvela Yoga, Evening Yoga, this yoga, but we are using that on the other hand, that powers. There is no balance. We are earning. There is no doubt we are earning something, but we are spending that also. We are using that also. That's why there is no balance. There is no saving. What can I do then? If I want to do more service, saving, what can I do?
Spend less.
Spend less. And then?
Earn more.
Those are really smart businessmen. They are checking three aspects. Very smart businessmen. They are always checking three aspects. How much is really my earning? My earning must be maximum. How much is my spending? Second. Spending must be minimum. Then automatically saving would be maximum. Saving would be lot. This is the time of saving. Earning must be maximum. Spending must be minimum. Then automatically saving would be lot. Saving would be maximum. And then automatically the battery will charge fast. Energy level will go fine. Rise. Energy level will rise fast. And we will go fast towards our destination of perfection. That is why Baba has said that through powerful yoga only we can earn maximum. That is why Baba had given signal, this is the time of having powerful yoga, really powerful yoga. This is the reason behind that. Not only yoga, but powerful yoga. Clear? How our sins are burning, I will give you a clear idea later. Later on, okay? But third aspect, third aim of practicing yoga, feel our heart with true godly love. Don't expect from love from any soul. Don't expect love from any soul. Forget that. No need. Somebody must love me. I must get love from my this and that person, my mom, dad. No. Why I should depend on any person? I must get everything from Baba. He's the ocean of love. Our mind and intellect was wandering here and there because of that. Ocean was not there available. We was not having connection with Baba, knowledge about Baba. Baba was not there. That's why we were trying to get something from somebody, something like this. No more business of love with any soul. Only business of love with only Baba. He's a source. He's a source. That is why Baba has said that experience me as a whole world. Baba is my whole world. In this world there are only two things. In this world there are only two things. Which are those? Physical being and physical things. Only two things are there. Physical being and physical things. Whatever I was receiving from physical things and physical beings, I must get from Baba that. I must receive from Baba. If I receive from Baba, then automatically I can experience Baba is my whole world. In abroad, there are huge shopping center, big shopping center. If you want small thing or big thing, only one place you have to go and you can buy. In India, if you would like to buy 10 things, you have to go 10 shop, 10 places. So much time, so much energy you have to spend. But they are habitual. They don't get tired. They think, oh, no problem. Now my shopping center is... My shopping center is only Baba, only Baba. Whatever I really need, I must get from Baba only. I don't want to wander my intellect anymore here and there. I am tired really. My intellect and mind is really become tired. I want to be only one place. I want to be only with Baba. I want to fulfill my desire only from Baba. That's it. That is the having mercy on the self. Mercy having others on the others, that is okay, but have mercy on yourself also. Otherwise, what is the use? Having mercy on the self means doing this. Being with Baba instead of wandering here and there. I must share my love with only Baba. Why? Why? I must have some realization, no? Why I should share my love with only Baba? Why? Not with anybody. Not with anything. That is where now my intellect will go there. I want to connect with Baba or I want to connect with them. But we are working for that, but still we are wandering here and there. We are not having realization. We must have realization from the heart. This is the time of doing business of love with only Baba. That realization must be there in our heart. Yes?
I think
that is why our mind and intellect is wandering, huh? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that is true also. Yeah, that's right. Any more?
Yeah, the other is if I for one have attachment with you, love with you, I may think you are Baba's child, so I'm becoming Baba through you. Can that be considered?
We must have that attitude, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he is also Baba's child. If I am having love with him, that doesn't matter. Like this?
Yeah.
You mean acha? Some deep. That is also one reason is there, no doubt. Yeah?
Happiness.
Okay. Okay, write down 5 aspects. Why I should have love with Baba? Why I should not have love with any physical being, any physical things? First reason. God's love is only reliable love. Human being love is not reliable love. You cannot trust. Since Copperheads, we had a very bad experiences, bitter experiences. That's why I cannot trust. I cannot rely. Papa's love is only reliable love. Vishwas Patra is reliable love.
He doesn't want anything in return.
Yeah, that is also. Human beings, they are always expecting something. Only God's love is reliable love. Okay? Second aspect. Only God's love is unconditional love and uncomplicated love. Human being love have lots of complications and lots of conditions. And if we will not fulfill that condition, the love finish. Couple also get the divorce. God's love is only unconditional love and uncomplicated love. No condition. Innocent mother also, they can win the Baba's heart. There is no condition in Baba's love. No complication in Baba's love. That's why he is called as a Lord of Innocent. Unconditioned and uncomplicated. Third aspect. God's love is only unlimited love. Human being love is limited. God's love is unlimited love. And greedless love. Human love is greedless. Everybody is loving you only because of the greed. And if you finish greed, no one want to see you, no one want to look at you, and no one want to love you. Nothing, no one. Only Baba's love is greatless love, unlimited love, and everlasting love. Human love is lasting love, temporary love. Limited love. And fourth one is only God's love can purify the soul. Human love is not, it can purify. Only God's love can purify the soul. Body is impure, soul is also impure. How can we get pure? How can we be purify ourselves at present? Only God's love can purify the soul, can make the pure. Okay? And fifth one is, only God's love is taking us to the holiest and highest place. Human love making us wandering here and there in this useless world, in third class world. God's love is taking us holiest and highest place. Top quality souls are living always top floor. Top quality souls are always living in top floor, Paramdham, soul world. That God's love is taking me there. The human love is just making me here, wander here and there. In this useless world, in this guest house. My original home is Paramdham. That is my true rest house. This is a guest house. That That is why I really would like to love, share my love with only Baba, only Baba.